Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's at-large regional secretary teleconference taking place on Thursday, 18th of February 2016 at 1500 UTC. On the English channel, we have Barack Otieno, Olivier Crepin de Blanc, Wolf Ludwig. On the Spanish channel, we have Humberto Carrasco and Alberto Soto. On the French channel, we have Aziz Hilali. And today, we have apologies from Glenn McKnight, Judith Hellerstein, Tiranish Vardanyan, and Maureen Hillier. From staff, we have Gisela Gruber, Sylvia Vivanco. We'll have Rob Hoggart joining soon, and myself, Yeshim Nazbash. Our Spanish interpreter today is Sabrina, and our French interpreters today are Camila and Claire. Please do let me know if I forgot to mention anyone's name. So, finally, I'd like to remind everyone to state their names while speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also for interpretation purposes as well. Over to you, Aziz. Thank you very much.
Yasim, do you wish Aziz to take the floor?
Yes, this is Sylvia. Please, Aziz can take the floor.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much. This is Aziz speaking. Thank you very much. And hello, everyone. I'm just going to present the first item of the agenda, and then I'm going to ask Olivier to take over. So I'll explain the activities we have prepared for the Marrakesh meeting. I have to mention first two important events that are not related to ALAC or to our RALO.
There will be, just before, that is to say, on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, it concerns five or six people so that they're informed. There's a forum that about the meeting that will take place in Africa. There will be a special meeting, an informal special meeting in Africa that is just been confirmed, that will take place in a hotel. The forum, the DNS forum that will take place, so that other ministers that have not yet confirmed their participation are able to do it. About the meeting that will take place just after the opening ceremony, that is to say on March the 7th, let's go back to what the AfroLAC activities that are being prepared. As you know, we have talked about it in many teleconferences, and we are working with the organization community, other activities, AfroLAC activities, for the meeting in Marrakesh. And there's the outreach group that with which we're organizing a lot of activities. I will talk about, in the chronological order of the activities, first of all, we have reached to have a little budget for the non-governmental organizations that from the region of Morocco, Cameroon, Algeria, and Morocco. Nous avons, we have five NGOs from capacity building that will receive the information from 7 to 9, from 8 to 9 a.m. during 5 days. And we hope that at the NGO, that the NGOs become ready to for accreditation, a second activity, important activity on Monday the 7th from 7:20 to 9 p.m. The showcase, a very special showcase, because we're going to devote it to Fadi, to his farewell, because he's someone who has done a lot for ICANN and for Africa, and he will be in Africa.
So we're going to say farewell to Fadi, and it is very important for us for him to be in Africa and to end his tenure still there, because he's of Arabic origin. All ICANN participants are going to be invited to this farewell to Fadi, which will combine with our showcase. So we expect to have a great participation. That is why we have booked a big room, so that everyone can be there with us. So the ALAC chair, Mr. Greenberg, and Renalia, who is the board member representing ALAC, will both take the floor to give their speeches. Then the Ministry of the Digital Economy and of Industry of Morocco, as well as the President of the Telecommunications Agency of Morocco, will read their addresses, and the showcase will end with a presentation of a video that Suzanne is putting together. He's working with the leaders of certain ALSs, who are going to give witness of their relationship with Fadi in the framework of this farewell to Fadi. So there will be different entertainment numbers. There will be music bands who will come to play, and there will be different shows representing the Moroccan culture that we will be presenting. So I hope you will all be there to appreciate an evening of Moroccan culture, which will go from 7:30, 7:20 to more or less 9 p.m. That's all I have to say as for the showcase. Now, the third main activity we are organizing, which is an activity at which all the outreach group is participating, that's an activity we're all working on, is going to be a first ever, which is the fact that we're going to have students from Marrakesh and students from Rabat coming over to our meeting to have them participate at the meeting, and specifically at different ICANN activities within the framework of this public meeting. So we're going to explain to them what the role of ICANN is over those days, and then we're going to try to explain to them what the model of ICANN works like. This is a program that will be starting on Sunday evening and that will end on Tuesday evening, and that will include a number of different activities, such as going to the Marrakesh University, which is just next to the venue of the ICANN meeting. It is very nearby, so we're all going to go there, and there are certain ALAC members who are going to join us in coming there to contribute with our presentations. They're going to add to what we have to present. So I have Dizani, Daniel, Cheryl, and a number of other ALAC members coming with us to present ICANN to them. We're going to explain to them what our program is, what the mission of ICANN is, and then I think Sébastien Bachelet is also planning on coming with us. So all of RALO chairs are invited to participate at this meeting, which will take place on Tuesday in the afternoon. There will be a bus that will bring all the students and the staff and the ALAC members to the university. so that they can all meet the students there. We think it'll be about 60 people who will be waiting for us, and there will be a number of people joining us from the Rabat committee as well. At each ICANN meeting, we also organize a special activity, which is the Afro-African joint meeting. And we will deal with the IANA transition and the accountability of ICANN over that meeting. Now, if you have no questions, and if you allow me to do so, I would like to give the floor to Olivier so that he can chair and host the rest of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking, and I am keeping the floor open for a few more seconds if anybody has questions on the Afralo program in Marrakesh. I think by now a lot of people have already heard the program, so we are all very excited, and thank you, Aziz, for really working so hard to get all of this outreach going with all of the different students that are coming over. I feel particularly excited because for so long it's been a case of ICANN always being in its own ivory towers, and although we are always open to participants coming from the host country, I think it is the first time, perhaps the second time, because there were some activities in the past, but it's the first time that it takes on such an extensive scale to have so many students coming over, to have us visit students locally and so on. That it really is going to be very exciting. And having looked at pictures of the venue and so on, it all also looks absolutely great. So thank you for this. Now, we have other matters to deal with in our agenda. And what we're going to go for first, then, is the review of the pending action items. There are four of them listed on the agenda at the moment. The first one is for the updates on the RALO professional survey, which was recommendation 28, the RALO surveys of the Atlas II recommendations. I guess we can probably already, since it is an action item, we can probably work on it here. The agenda item number four is all about Atlas II recommendations, but we can already touch on these now. Now, as far as an update is concerned, URALO has a task force on ALS engagement that was created a few, well, officially created during the last URALO call. And we are now basically going to be creating this with all the wiki pages and so on. And the work of this task force is going to be looking at how to engage our at-large structures better. As you know, we do have a number of at-large structures that haven't been very engaged recently, even though we had general assemblies. So we're working on that. There is also a question on this survey which was sent out. If you remember, every RALO has come up with surveys for their community, but here we have the action item with Heidi to look for ICANN and to find in-house expertise for building professional surveys if the RALO secretariats are going to be creating a common survey between all of them, and a survey that will provide us with as much information as possible. Heidi, is there any feedback on this?
Hello, Olivier. This is Sylvia. Heidi is now just finishing another call, but I can give an update. Unfortunately, at the moment, there's no in-house expertise to do surveys. So that's the update. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for this, Sylvia. Not the answer, Olivier speaking, not the answer that I wanted to hear, obviously, but I'm not quite sure how we are to proceed forward at that point if we don't have in-house expertise. And I open the floor here for a question as to whether we should ask if expertise could be obtained outside one way or other. Are there any thoughts about this or any feedback on this? It doesn't seem to be much feedback on that. Okay. So, I guess we can leave it at that, but I was going to suggest that we ask...
Umberto, my apologies, Olivier. This is Umberto Carrasco. I would like to take the floor. I am not in the Adobe Connect room.
Okay, Umberto, you have the floor.
Umberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much. I understand that this problem stems from the work overload, perhaps. Maybe that's why we do not have the adequate resources. I will try to look into any possible solution that we may come across so as to have this professional survey. And, of course, that solution should be within the scope of our needs. I promise I will look into this and give you an update for our next meeting to explore different alternatives. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Umberto. Olivier speaking. That's very helpful. And I noticed that Sylvia Bevenko has put in the chat that perhaps one of our at-large structures may have the expertise in this. So if you can take on the task to ask our at-large structures, not only in your region, but in all the regions, that would be really, really helpful. Are you okay with that, Umberto?
Umberto Carrasco speaking. Yes, I fully agree with that option. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Olivier Clapin-Leblanc speaking. Thank you. So that's the first one. The next action item is with regards to recommendation number 43 in the at-large summit recommendations, and that's for all RALOs to be requested to share via the RALO secretariat mailing list what their RALOs have done to comply with minimum participation requirements. We have had some explanation from Glenn McKnight as to the work that has been done in Neuralo. I think we have had some explanation on that. I haven't seen any other traffic on the secretariat's list on this. I might be mistaken. So if anybody has noticed any traffic on the RALO secretariat's list, please put your hand up or explain. I think this is still an action item that we need to have. I'm not quite sure. This one is still pending. So perhaps if staff could repeat that question again on the RALO secretariat's list, and could we all take it up for each one of us to provide brief details of what steps we are taking to comply with this recommendation, or at least to get the minimum participation requirements to be complied with, and what minimum participation requirements we are thinking of. I know that some are even now thinking of including those minimum participation requirements in their RALO requirements for remaining an at-large structure, which then provides them with the ability to decertify at-large structures that have absolutely no interest to do anything apart from turning up every few years at a General Assembly or at an at-large summit. I'm being a bit provocative because I'm hoping we can get some discussion on the mailing list about this. There is a question from Satish Babu in the chat. Is there a list of minimum requirements? Well, it really is down to the individual RALOs, and this is where there are no specifics, I think, at this point. There is a very small list of requirements. Maybe Alan Greenberg can provide us with some insight on this. Alan, you have the floor.
Thank you. I was just going to point out there is an ALAC-wide activity, an at-large-wide activity going on, looking at, among other things, expectations and what we are going to essentially demand that ALSs do in order to become and stay as ALSs. Now, RALOs may add other things to those lists, but that is an activity that is going on and hopefully will be finished moderately soon. I'll also point out there's an at-large review going on, which is going to be focusing on ALSs, And to a large extent, if we don't do it internally, it will be done, or at least we'll be identifying that there is a problem externally. So one way or another, we have to address this. And it's not just a RALO issue. It's an at-large-wide issue. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Clapin-Leblanc speaking. I have a question for you, Alan. Would it be worth the Secretariat's asking the working group that is currently working on this ELS minimum participation or minimum engagement topic to provide us with an update?
There will be a significant session on it in Marrakesh, and we will be doing some work before then also.
Thanks very much for this, Alan.
A fair number of those people are on the same group, I believe, though, so it's not as if the groups are working independently.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you. So maybe then let's note this, that this task is also being worked on by this working group. And I note that Sylvia is also mentioning there is a set of minimum participation requirements, a small set. But, okay, fine. Let's then move on to the next action item, and that's the third one, and it's to do with the public interest paper, the next steps. And we are going to be touching on this at the end of this call, and agenda item number 6, so let's just put this to the side. And finally, the fourth action item listed is about the FY17 RALO development session. And it says here that Heidi is to clarify the timing for this session and if one day must be added or if one day must be taken out of the ICANN meeting or if one day out of the ICANN meeting must be given up. Ah, here we go. So I guess we need an answer from Heidi. I note that this is marked as done. Sylvia, is that indeed correct, that this has been clarified?
Yes, she did clarify by email.
Okay, thanks very much, Sylvia. So let's then, if I don't see any hands up regarding commenting on these action items, we can move to agenda item number 4. That's the at-large summit recommendations. We have touched on recommendation 28. We have touched on recommendation number 43. The two recommendations that we have not touched on are 31 and 42. And as you know, we are reaching the end of this cycle on the going through these recommendations. I think some of us must have read through these recommendations one by one more than 100 times now, especially those people in the working group that follows up on these recommendations. So we are very close to drafting a final report since a large number of these recommendations seem to be either passed on to working groups that will reach decision or have actually been either obsoleted or been completed one way or other. The recommendation number 31 is about ICANN and the ALAC to investigate the use of simple tools and methods to facilitate participation in public comments and the use of crowdsourcing. There was a large amount of work that has been done on this, and the Technology Task Force certainly has worked quite extensively on this topic. It was also for the RALO chairs to have a look at this and say, well, you know, how helpful would these tools be for our community? At the moment, listed on the page, we have Lumio, we have Liquid Feedback, we have Kavi Workspace. There's also Confluence Questions. So some work has been done to investigate the use of simple tools, but I'm not sure whether we have found a tool that would satisfy our needs at the very moment. And I wonder if anybody has any further knowledge on this. It's a bit of a pity that we don't have David Antilixing on the call because he might have been able to let us know. But I know that we have several members of the Technology Task Force on the call here. So if anybody wishes to add any further information on this, my feeling, and please stop me when I'm speaking, you know, put your hand up if you wish to add something, but my feeling on this recommendation is that this really, until we find tools that will help us, we will continue searching for them, and we can make use of some tools in an ad hoc way, but I'm a bit reticent in closing this recommendation. I think it's an ongoing, it really is an ongoing task that we have to keep as ongoing, and therefore what we can do is to close off this recommendation as being an ongoing brief. I think that's the name of it in official language. Are there any comments? Is there any approval? At least give me some light on this one. A green tick, a red cross, something. I see the Technology Task Force hasn't done anything on this issue, says Glenn McKnight. I thought that the Technology Task Force is constantly trying new technologies to help us out with facilitating the work with our at-large structures, tools and methods to facilitate participation in public comments and the use of crowdsourcing. Okay, I'm not seeing any movement on this, so let's then go to the next recommendation. I note that Glenn is saying we need to define the scope of this recommendation. I'm not quite sure what Glenn means by this. Would you care to, are you able to elaborate on this, define the scope?
Olivier, it's Glenn. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, Glenn. Yeah, we met a couple of times. We met on this whole management information system, tracking system. We've met with ICANN staff on this, and it's always the same kind of feedback. You have to define your scope of your project. What, you know, it's like eating an elephant. You have to start somewhere. So I think we need to have a problem, a specific issue, whether it's tracking action items or something. That this is an apple pie issue. It's very vast. So we have to drill down and define the scope of this project so that it, you know, then we can move it forward. Right now it's too broad in its scope. So you can see it's just not moving any further, because we have not touched this issue for months with the TPF. We've dealt with other issues, but this is language.
Okay, thanks for this, Glenn. It's Olivia speaking. Whose task is it, do you think, to redefine the scope or to focus the scope of this recommendation?
As you see in the social media technical task force, same people. It's a repeat. I think the community at large needs to come back and give us some direction, and I'm happy to pursue it with the rest of the Judith and myself and Deb as co-chairs. But you know what? Why don't we put it on the agenda on the next call? And but I can assure you, it has not been something we've been making a hot issue.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. It's Olivia speaking. And just to be sure, for the action item, put it on the agenda of which next call? The Technology Task Force?
Our
next
Technical
call,
Task
the
Force.
Technical Task Force. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, TTF.
Okay, thanks very much. So that's an action item, please, to put Recommendation 31 on the next Technical Task Force call for focusing the recommendation. Next recommendation is number, where is the agenda? Here we go. The next one is number 42, and that's the one about enabling face-to-face RALO assemblies. That's, again, a very large discussion that has been had on this. And there is an action item there for me to develop a timeline of the General Assemblies, how many General Assemblies per year, where the General Assemblies should take place, and the leading up to Atlas 3. That has now, I believe, been filed, or hopefully it will be filed today, because today is the deadline for the budget requests. So it should be filed as soon as possible. I'm not quite sure where we are now. That really is with the ALAC. Perhaps could I ask Alan Greenberg where we are on this, please? Alan?
Thank you. It's not technically a budget request, so I'm not really sure that the deadlines are aligned. We said it should have gone in several months before, which clearly it hasn't. So I think we're going to have to focus on it, but I'm not sure it's tied directly to the evaluation of budget requests. But we do want it in so that when they're discussing about it, they're aware of it. So we should get it in soon. At this point, I'm not quite sure at where we are. I know you just came out with a new version of it a little while ago. I think we're going to have to, Heidi, you and I should focus on it and try to decide how we'll go forward. I can't say there is a plan right now.
Okay, thanks for this, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Ablon speaking. So that's firmly in your hands and Heidi's hands. Let's then move on. And we are now at agenda item number 5, the FY16 ICANN Community Document Development and Drafting Resource Pilot Program. What acronym would that be? Would that be the CDDDRPP program? Anyway, we have Rob Hogarth with us. And Rob, you have a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes to take us through this opportunity. And this
Thank
program.
You very much. Thanks very much, Olivier. Can you hear me okay?
Very well, indeed.
Excellent. Thank you very much. On a recent call, I had difficulties projecting my voice or having you all receive my audio, so I'm delighted that it's working. I could not help but smile when you made the acronym comment. Formerly, we are calling it the DDDPP, but that's simply because internally it's such a mouthful. This is a concept, this concept of assisting the community in the production of documents that has been considered for several years. It's come up mainly in the context of the special community budget request process, where for several years, primarily driven by members of the GNSO community, there has been a desire for additional support of community members as they developed their policy development statements and positions, as well as the simple direct support of actually writing out those position statements or those points of view when it came to a public comment forum. And the requests were considered over periods of time. They came in through different forms over the last several years. And the magic leverage point was achieved by Alan, I think maybe you, Olivier, and other community leaders at the most recent Singapore meeting last year, where a group of SOAC, SG, C, and RALO leaders were able to breakthrough in their conversations with the CEO and Vice President for Policy Development Support and secure a commitment to, you know, investigate this further, devote some resources to it. So for several months, staff worked with outside parties, vendors. We reached out to members of the community. Actually, we're pleased to get some input from the LAC RALO as well as other communities on the commercial and GNSO sides of the community to come up with a framework for how we might be able to test whether this support was something that we were capable of delivering from the ICANN staff perspective. I think you all have to appreciate that over time what we have been trying to do organizationally is expand the level of staff support that you have enjoyed at the SOAC level of community work. You know, those groups that are nailed into the ICANN bylaws, and continue to populate those resources to the groups that make up those SOs and ACs. And from the perspective of your community, to be able to deliver more and more opportunities for the RALOs to participate in the full range of ICANN activities. And so as a result, the program has been designed to expand the service and support for development of policy statements and positions to the RALO community. Again, this is a pilot program. That's one of the two P's, or the two P's in the acronym. It's a pilot program, and we have a relatively short period of time. But last month, David Olive circulated to the community leaders the framework for this program, directly listing what the objective was, what some of the expectations were in terms of moving forward with it. And in short, the concept is to help individual communities test the ability to design, develop, and produce written statements of their policy positions. The range of services potentially includes anything from beginning to understand what a particular issue is, so from the very short first step of information and knowledge, all the way potentially through developing a written statement. The concept is to be able to provide the support between March and June timeframes when the ICANN fiscal year ends, and basically to provide a single individual who would act as an extraordinary staff member, if you will, to focus their service delivery with the executive group, you know, the leaders of a particular community, to help them and their community members understand more about the policy work that's going on and potentially help them to develop a written statement. So that's it at a very high level. Basically, in terms of the process, what David shared with the community leaders was a framework document explaining what the program was and a questionnaire so that if a community is interested in taking advantage of this service for the next 4 months, that they would fill out the questionnaire indicating their level of interest, some of the proceedings that they would be interested in getting help with, and that working with our outside consultants, be able to identify a specific individual who sort of matched those needs to work with the community over the next 3 or 4 months. The idea there would be that we would learn from that experience. We would ask the community leadership for regular feedback and assessment of the support. And we would ask the contractor, or, you know, the individual who would be helping, the extraordinary staffer, some of us are calling them, for feedback as well, to help them, you know, help us understand, is this something that's working? Is this something that has the potential? Because I think David's view is, if this looks like it's something that has potential and some members of your communities want to take advantage of this, then we would try to continue the pilot in the FY17 period, ICANN's next fiscal year, with an eye toward fine-tuning things, learning more, collecting data and metrics, so that eventually this might be a capability or service that we could offer on a regular basis, almost as a core part of the ICANN budget. So, Olivia, that's the overview, the general concept of the program, of this pilot effort. I'm happy to answer any questions in terms of what the next step might be, if you're interested in what you do, or to clarify any other aspects of it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rob. Very helpful. It's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And the document which you have provided and which is shared on the screen is very interesting indeed. I note the potential support areas, providing assistance with front-end research on specific ICANN issues, preparation of issue overview documents, identifying and assessing key elements and impacts on the community. This sort of stuff is something that we have been asked by our community on many occasions where an issue comes up and the next question is, yeah, but what does it really mean for someone in MF lot structure? So as the RALOs are in direct contact with that lot structure, this is probably the right location to ask what are the current issues and what are the forthcoming issues that at-lot structures might be interested in knowing more about, and certainly how whatever additional future policy of ICANN is going to affect them one way or other. So that's the current support, the potential support areas. The floor is open for comments, by the way, comments or questions on this. I have a question which you've already alluded to. What's the next step? If a RALO was interested in specific topic areas that it thought was going to be affecting its at-large structures, what's the next step or way forward to do things? Is it through the ALAC? Is it directly with you? Is it through Heidi? And let's sort of see.
Thanks very much, Olivier, for that question. This is Rob again. The next steps or the direct call of action that was a part of David's mid-January communication was that if a specific group was interested, that they should fill out the questionnaire and send it directly back to David. One of the reasons why you're getting a blitz of Rob Hogarth and other staff briefings on this the last couple of weeks is basically because we're interested in utilizing the resource. David had asked folks to provide some initial feedback, if possible, by the end of January, recognizing that we only had a limited number of slots that we could test for this relatively short period. You'll note from the document that we figure we have about, realistically, 8 opportunities here, simply because we're just testing this right now. We don't have the full weight of ICANN staff to be able to support this, and that's why we're using an outside vendor. So by the end of January, we only had 2 responses from 2 communities. And so we've been promoting this the last several weeks just to see if it's of interest to some folks. And we've gotten a couple more indications of interest. I understand potentially the reluctance or hesitation to take this on because it is a pilot effort. And it's not without its challenge in terms of time commitment. As we've experienced with other pilot efforts, when you're testing something out, it's not completely smooth at the very beginning. And it's perfectly legitimate for some folks to say, I'm not going to be an early adopter. I'm just going to see how this develops. But we are trying to encourage those of you in the various RALO communities, if you have the interest in this, to explore it, or at least have a conversation with Dan O'Neill of WBC Global, who's actually administering this project for us, with advice from staff. Basically, the staff team on this is me, David Olive, and Carlos Reyes, and we're acting as advisors to Dan to help him in terms of actually implementing this. And so we still have, I'd say, a couple, maybe a few slots left open if anyone's interested in it. As the framework document indicates, it's basically 100 staff hours broken down into 25 hours a month of some additional support. But, the challenge that comes with that is managing that or seeing if you can fully utilize it. Actually, if someone agrees to a test, it will just be useful for us to go through the effort to see if it works. But, to circle back around, to close the loop on your question, Olivier, the bottom line here is, filling out the questionnaire and getting it back to David. We're past the January 29th deadline now, so basically it's first come, first served in terms of folks reacting to it. If we end up oversubscribed, but if we go to the next phase of the program in FY17 and have the funds, we'll try to give priorities to folks who have already raised their hands. So that's the next step. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Alan Greenberg, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I've heard this presentation a couple of times now, and I'm still having some trouble visualizing how we might use this effectively. Is it violating any confidences to tell us what the projects that have been proposed are?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, as with any of these pilot efforts, we should be very transparent about them. We haven't put the mechanism up where we're posting the questionnaire responses yet up on a wiki, because we only got the two, and we've had two others say, we're interested, we'll fill out the questionnaires. Basically, what the questionnaire asks is, you know, are you interested in the service? Do you have an existing, I'm sorry, I don't want to speak too fast for the interpreters. Do you have an existing infrastructure for the capability of bringing someone on board? In other words, do you have a small policy committee or whatever? And then what it outlines is, okay, what type of support are you interested in? And sort of tests, are you at the side of the spectrum that just needs, you know, information development, knowledge development, helping to train your community members or inform them about a particular topic or issue? In terms of the topics or issues, Alan, what we did was we looked at the upcoming comments section of the ICANN.org webpage to gauge between now and the end of June what proceedings are coming down the road, and basically created a spreadsheet and said, which one of these topics or how many are you interested in potentially commenting on? What I can share with you about the two questionnaires that came in was one group basically checked every box, so that's something that we have to work on, not tremendously focused or helpful, but informative. And the other group, I think, picked and chose a number of different subsets of those in terms of particular items. So we weren't, and the questionnaire was not keeping open, pick any topic that you can come up with, in terms of trying to create a structure and focusing on, you know, comment development, educational type items. We tried to pick activities that were already going to be taking place. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Robert. Olivier speaking. Alan, your hand is still up?
The hand is up because I forgot to put it down, but perhaps we could get a pointer to the wiki so we could look at what was submitted. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan. We will look to getting a space created for...
Sorry. I thought you had said that they were already posted. My apologies.
No, sir. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. It's Olivier speaking. I note that we are running out of time for this very interesting discussion. We will probably follow up in Marrakesh on this. So thanks for joining us, Rob, on this call. Moving swiftly on, agenda item number 6, public interest within at-large and ICANN. Wolf Ludwig is in charge of this project, the paper on the public interest, which he has presented to Uralo, and now Uralo has created a working group that we are proposing could be at large wide, and therefore that could involve all of the RALOs. Wolf, could you please summarize in 5 minutes?
Yes, okay, thanks, Olivier. It's Wolf Ludwig for the record. We had a short presentation at our last secretariat's call already on the substance of the paper. So to keep it short, it was a major part of the last Uralo General Assembly in October in Dublin. And we had an interesting discussion on the subject, and the thesis paper, which was prepared by me, was adopted by our members, and it was connected to a sort of a mandate to follow up this important discussion on the public interest, and to create a working group at the Uralo level. So our consideration at the time was, okay, we will follow up on our regional level, but perhaps, and I had some questions in at the end of my thesis paper, that our paper and approach only concentrated on European history, European aspects, etc., and did not necessarily include other regional examples or parallels. Therefore, we also invited other relos to join the discussion and to have a closer look on their own context, etc., and to contribute to the debate. To keep it brief, we now are on the next move, on the next step, and we created our working group, as you can see here on the screen, with some particularly interested members, and we would like to keep the offer open that as soon as other people from other radios are interested, this will never be understood as a closed shop, so this will be an open discussion round, and if there will be enough support from other relos, we could even think about creating an at-large wide working group on the subject, which will not focus so much on the European regional level and approach, but would include a broader perspective, what could be very interesting, very exciting in my opinion. And if there is enough interest, I would be ready to push such a project with the approval of ALEC on the at-large level. I think that's all for the moment. Thanks.
Thanks very much for this, Wolf. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking. And so the next steps on this is to get notions of interest from other relos. Are there any comments or questions on this? Is there any opposition to extending this work to all of the different relos? Is anybody agreeing with this? Should we move forward, the public interest across all relos? We'll have the working group, and we can have a call for, I can see, obviously a green tick from both, yes? Good. You agree to your own proposal. I like that. I'm not seeing many other responses from everyone else, but I gather...
Yeah, there is a response from Satish Babu in the chat room. AP Ralu will be happy to support this.
It has just arrived. Yeah, thank you for this, Wolf. So that's fine. So we'll move forward with this then. And as we have 3 minutes left on our call and no possibility for extension, so far we have AP Ralo and U Ralo. Let's follow up with the other relos, please, Sylvia, in writing, and obtain perhaps some volunteers from all the relos. I'm sure people in at-large structures would like to join that working group. So that's one thing. Now, we just have a few minutes left on this call to set the agenda for the RELO Secretariat meeting in Marrakesh. I was going to suggest the following topics. First topic, which was going to be a short topic, was to review the last couple of Atlas II recommendations and basically close them off in Marrakesh. The second topic was the ICANN Community Document Development and Drafting Resource Pilot Program for, and that really is following up on the call that we have now, for everyone to present proposals then and discuss our proposals, which we can then bring to the meeting that Rob Hogarth is organizing in Marrakesh. And hopefully the meeting is chronologically correct in that Rob's meeting would take place after our RELO Secretariat meeting. And thirdly, I was going to suggest that we have a RELO survey coordination with Humberto Carrasco coming back to us then to give us a few more information on what's happening with regards to having knowledge of building surveys in our ALSs. Are there any other suggestions? Is there anything against those?
I can do a cut and paste, which I will do. Here we go. Doesn't look good, does it? It's all in one piece, one line. Are there any other suggestions for time for topics to be discussed in the face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so I gather that we have consent, silence by consent, I guess. There doesn't seem to be much feedback. Any other topics that you'd like to touch on? Okay, that's fine. And Heidi, is there anything that you would suggest that we discuss in Marrakesh as well? Are there any issues that I'm unaware of? Since, of course, this is really an Afro-Alo sort of agenda. And, of course, I'm going to ask Aziz to jump in here as well. Going once, going twice, I can't hear anyone, and nobody is saying anything. So, fine, let's just have the agenda as this. Let's just share it on our mailing list, and we will be then able to have some feedback on this agenda. And with this, we are in any other business now. No other business. Okay, so thanks very much to all of you, and it's just 1 minute past the top of the hour. We'll see you all in Marrakesh. And until then, have safe travels, a good week, and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, and thanks to the interpreters and to staff for supporting this call. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining. The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.